The glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, the glory of the Father God Almighty, the riches of the glory of the mystery yet it's also a reality. Amen. God Almighty in us, the greatest offer to mankind, the only offer to mankind. Why? Because every other offer leads to eternal death. The most valuable entity in the universe, in fact, and it's so wonderful he cannot be put into words, amen? His presence, his glory. The most valuable, yes, but also the only entity with any value. Get this, if we do stuff for God on our own, it doesn't count. It profits nothing. Now, God knows we did it, and he'll thank us one day. But, all right, the glory of the Lord. So, it's only really if someone gets into the second and third phases of walking with Jesus, we have to go deeper. We have to, and he's, as I've mentioned before, he tests us, he tries us, he hides himself, but he tests us, he tries us, he watches to see what we do. He numerous scriptures about this, but again, what if we don't have a Bible? He's God Almighty. This is the reason we're here on the earth, and we have to do things his way. We have the Bible. If you have a Bible, that's great. Let's use that to our advantage. We're fortunate. It says it all right there. Jesus Christ, the Lord. The riches of the glory of the mystery. That's in one of the epistles. But the greatest irony is that most people want nothing to do with Christianity because they see dead religion. They see people messing things up, people who don't do it right. We should never look to people, even those people who have the anointing, we should not look to them. We can learn from them. If they're teaching, yes, we can learn, but we should only look to Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Well, the glory of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, that he's the key. He's a specific person of the Trinity, and we should go directly to him. He's the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Amen. He'll teach us all things. Jesus said he'll bring to remembrance all things that I've said to you. Amen. What a glorious opportunity. We can start over right now. If we've all failed, there's no one who does good. There's no one righteous. And there's no one who seeks the Lord. We all fail, but we can start over right now. We can start, and he'll lead us into what he wants us to do. We could intercede for nations. Amen. Today I need to work on that, but let's intercede. Jesus said, "Pray that the Lord of the harvest will send out laborers into the harvest." So in your country, you can pray for God to send out laborers into the harvest in your country or other countries. Well, blessings more soon.